This just released. The Mohawk Council of Gotnawagi wishes to inform the community that a formal request has been made to the Gotnawagi Legislative Coordinating Commission to use the urgent lawmaking provisions in the Gotnawagi community decision-making process to begin immediate development of a Gotnawagi law to counter the federal Family Homes on Reserves and Matrimonial Interests or Rights Act, also known as S2. The request was made on behalf of Chiefs Clinton Phillips and Lloyd Phillips, who have been working on the S2 file. The contentious legislation passed third reading in the House of Commons yesterday by a vote of 149-125. S2 will come into force 1 year after it receives royal assent, which is the final formal step in the process. At that time, it will be imposed on communities that don't have their own laws to counter it.
We were informed last night the Conservative government, after its third reading, has passed what is commonly known as S2, which is Matrimonial Real Interest and Rights Act, across Canada. There's a direct imposition of their jurisdiction when it comes to this issue concerning matrimonial real interest, as it says, and lands. It's another move in the paternalistic way this government has acted. We need the community to step forward along with the Mohawk Council of Gotnawagi to assure that our jurisdiction is recognized by the passing of our own law. More news to come in the future, but again, very outraged that this Canadian government has chosen this path once again.
Grand Chief Mike DeLille Jr. The urgent lawmaking provision of the CDMP allows for an accelerated process in cases that are deemed of a time-sensitive nature. By regulation, any legislation that is passed using this process must still go through the regular CDMP upon completion. Now, you're up to date.